Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Tatiana McFadden joining us now on The Attack. Good morning, Tatiana. How are you today?
Hi.
Hi, good morning. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you on board.
Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. Where are you now?
Well, I am still in Boston. I'm going to be going to Spalding Children's Hospital today. So that will be quite a wonderful visit with Liberty Mutual Insurance. We're going to go play on the playground today, the playground that they donated to help children just play free and let them be who they are on that playground. And so I'm very, very excited for that.
Tatiana, before we move and talk about in more detail about your work with Liberty Mutual, it was a very emotional Boston Marathon yesterday, and we talked about it yesterday on the air. It was a very emotional Patriots Day in Boston. Talk to us about participating in that Boston Marathon, making your 25th birthday a winning one, and winning the Boston Marathon women's wheelchair title. Talk to us about all of that and the emotion of the day and everything else.
Yeah, it was, yesterday was definitely quite an emotional day. You know, it was about a day of community and about a day of everyone, all the runners, about running together and running to that finish line. Yesterday I wore a jersey, supporting Team MRE, and that is supporting the Richard family and Martin, who passed away last year. I had the honor and privilege of meeting the family and really working with Jane, who she lost her leg, due to what happened last year. And, you know, just working with her and just seeing the spirit in her eyes and the new life and about how excited she is and showing me how fast she can run. I mean, that's what it was about yesterday. It's about supporting those, and showing everyone that, you know, if there is no limitations, and, you know, the limitations are the one, is something that you set on yourself. And I met a young couple yesterday, the husband and wife, where they both lost their leg and they were on hand cycles and they were absolutely excited and thrilled to be out. And that's exactly what a marathon should be about, and about community and a great support. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful day.
Well, you know, we saw the other runners pick up the runner who stumbled and fell at the 26-mile mark, literally right where the bombs went off, and everybody rallied around and grabbed that runner and carried him over the finish line. It the spirit up there this year was unlike anything we'd ever seen before, and of course, following on the heels of the attack, it wasn't only special for the winners, but I would imagine special for anybody who participated on any level. Did you have conversations with people who were just, you know, in it to run it?
Yes, many, many conversations with several different groups of people who came back to run the Boston Marathon and just to support community because, you know, we are Boston Strong, and that's what it was about yesterday. And, you know, people took another year to train and to come back and to run like they've never ran before. And it was just absolutely wonderful. The whole day was, I mean, there's no words to describe it.
Well, Tatiana, before we move forward and talk about your experience in Sochi and your accomplishments there and many of your other medals throughout your Olympic career, let's talk about, again, the work you're doing with Liberty Mutual and Liberty Mutual's efforts to help so many.
Yeah, so, yeah, I was extremely honored to be sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, and especially for the Sochi Paralympics and to come home with a medal. And I think one thing that's really special about the connection that I made with Liberty Mutual Insurance is that the connection between Liberty Mutual and Spalding Hospital. With my story, my background, when I was younger, I lived at the hospital. I had several surgeries. And so I know what it's like to live at a hospital for a long period of time and to get surgeries and learn to, you know, live life, you know, with a disability. And, and Liberty Mutual donated $1 million to make this accessible playground. And that playground for children is a way to express their that there is no limitations in life and that they can do anything that they want. So today I'm going to go and play. It's all about playing today. And I'm very, very, very excited. And
yes.
To work with children, and it's where my heart is.
You sound like a little kid getting ready to go play on the playground. That's pretty cool. Let's go back to Sochi for a second. You know, you talked about Liberty Mutual's involvement. They really put their money where their mouth was. Regardless of what's going on over there right now, it really seemed as if for the Paralympians that the Sochi people were very, very involved and really committed to making that experience for the Paralympians as fulfilling as it could possibly be. Talk about that a little bit.
The experience with Sochi was unbelievable. Everything was perfect. I mean, the volunteers were very friendly, very nice, couldn't be more helpful. The venue that I was in, the endurance venue, it was absolutely gorgeous. I mean, we stayed at a 5-star resort. It almost made you forget that you were competing at the Paralympic Games, and the weather was quite warm, which was, you know, at times you're thinking, well, am I really competing at the, you know, Winter Games? Because it got quite warm, around 70 degrees one day. But it just, the spectators were, we were just so wonderful, and they were excited to be there and to show off the sport. And as athletes, we were excited to compete and show off what we can do. That's the spirit of the Olympic Games, is everyone just coming together.
And again, you made history being the first U.S. skier to win a cross-country medal. And you do it in the Paralympics. You won a silver medal. You've won many medals. But, I mean, you've made history as a cross-country skier. And you won the silver this past go-around at Sochi. You know, and again, talk about triumph and overcoming. You spent, you know, the first 6 years of your life walking on your hands. Just talk about all of that and how you got from there to where you are now.
I definitely cannot do it by myself. And there's many people that were involved to help me to get me to where I am today. And, you know, when I was younger, being part of the local para sports clubs was extremely important. And it was a way for me to gain health and to be independent and do daily skills, like push my wheelchair. So I had to learn that. I mean, I didn't have a wheelchair in the orphanage. And to sports just really just sparked my life. I just wanted to compete and to get better. And it was something that I was really thinking about every single day. And I just fell in love with track. And as my track career, started and being involved with the Paralympics, and that's where it brought me to cross-country skiing. And I can't, an athlete can't do it by themselves, you know, especially when you advance to, you know, the Olympic level. Sponsorships play a huge role. And, for example, like Liberty Mutual play a huge role to help me to get me where I am today. And there's lots of steps that I had to overcome to rise to become the person I am today. You know, I lived in an orphanage for 6 years and learning how to adapt to the American culture and being part of sports. And, you know, when I was part of sports, I had to learn to fail in order to learn to get better. And I'm still doing that, and even to this day. But I enjoy every single minute of it.
Well, you know, just to let you go and to kind of sum up your story, incredible. You know, 10 medals in summer Paralympic competition. You then switched to the Winter Olympics, and you helped the United States win their first medal in cross-country skiing with the silver at Sochi. Congratulations. You're a great story of triumph. It was a pleasure talking to you, and you're welcome back on the Spano and Black Attack anytime.
Thank you. Thank you so much.